Okay, good morning. This past week's daf chof, Maseches Pesachim, last daf in the first perek. I want to give Yashar Koyach to the Mesadrim last night in Lav Malkom, Gval Gechizuk, by the Chaburim, Tiskul Mitzvahs. I wanted to discuss today something which the sugya starts on Daf Yutes. The Mishnah edges that the Gemara brings over here, and this Mishnah is discussed Daf Yutes and the beginning of Daf Chof. The Mishnah on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph starts like this: Tnan Hosum. Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. Tnan Hosum. Went to the Mishnah. Amachat shenimses bebosso shasach meidaim tohoris bebosso tome. Mishnah edis, edus, things that were said over, that were, they heard, they saw, and nikva lahalocho. So there was an edus al machat shenimses bebosor, that al machat, a needle that's found in a bosor, an animal ate this machat. The machat is found after you shech the animal. You found the machat, the needle in the bosor. Shasakim haydaim tohidus, a bosor tome. This sakin, we'll see, is going to be the source to give tumma to the different parts of the animal. So the halacha over here is shahasakin vahiyadayim tohoris. The sakin that was used to shecht the behema vahiyadayim, the hands of the shoychet, are tohor. They don't become tome because of the machat. Vabosa tome, and the bosa is tome. And that's what the whole Arichas Gemara has to explain, many points that are need explanation over here. The Mishnah says, "Nimitzu beperish hakol tohor." If the machat is found in the perish, in the intestine, the part by the waste part of the animal is hakol tohor, then nothing becomes tummy. Om Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Zochinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. Rabbi Akiva comments on this halacha over here, that Zochinu, that we have benefited from this, that the gzeira of tumas yadayim was not said in the mikdash. And that benefits us in this case over here. That's why the yadayim ataharis. Otherwise, the yadayim would be tummy. That seems to be what he's saying over here. Right? And that's something I think Gemara is going to discuss. Okay, so what we have over here again is that an animal is shechted. You find a machat, a needle. This needle is going to be a source to pass tumma into the animal. So the mission makes a difference where you find the needle. If you find the needle in the bosa part of the animal, flesh of the animal, so then there's a discussion of tumma. The bosa is tummy. However, the yadayim and the sack and the knife are tohor. If it's found in the perish, then everything's tohor. We can see that bottom Rashi. It's not wholesome. Second to last line. Be'edges, a Mishnah and edges, v'al ha-machat heyid im shar edges. There was an edus said concerning the machat, right? Amongst other edges, other testimonies that were said, different halachas. Shem nimsis be'bosar kodesh, that if the machat is found in bosar kodeshim, shashakan shenoga bo v'hayadayim shal koin shenoga bo tahorim. sakins tohor, and the adayim of the kohen are tohor. V'habos are tomei. V'kame meforesh, ha'machad, my tumah havebei, and the Mora will explain to us what's the tumah that is that the machad has that it could be metamed abosun. Rabbi Kiva comments on this, zochinu she'en tumas yadayim b'mikdosh. Zokran, she'zochinu, zochuz, v'toivo, reva, v'takono, many different lushoines of benefits over here in Rashi. Mehefsid kodshim, right? We gain and we benefit over here from possible hefsid kodshim, the passing of tumah by kodshim. For nizru gzeres yadayim b'mikdosh, letame, b'dova she'en mitame odom. That in mikdosh, we don't have the tumas, the gzera of tumas yadayim, and the only time yadayim would become tame in mikdosh is only something which could be mitame a person. Now, without the gzera, so then you need to have an avatumah to mitame a person. And the Gemara explains that the macha that we're dealing with over here is not something which could actually be metame a person. It's not something which could be metame the person himself. So at worst, this macha could only be metame yadayim, which is a gzeira. Outside of the mikdash, then it would have been metame. But being that in the mikdash, like Ozer, so that's why we saved ourselves over here from a possible hefsid kachin. Diluchot the mikdash mitami yadayim b'tumas b'tumas kolduhu. That chot the mikdash there's gzeiris concerning yadayim. That tuma kolduhu mitami yadayim, not the whole person, but the yadayim of a person. Therefore, in turn, if he touches something, he could cause tuma. Chot the mikdash mitami yadayim b'tumas kolduhu. Afilu stomon, even stam yadayim, mishum yadayim maskonios. Yadayim maskonios, we have this in Mesechus Shabbos. Rashi holds that the reason why stam yadayim are tome because Chazal gave it tumo, because stam yadayim maskonios come in contact with different things. It's not proper to be handling kodshim shuma. It's Rashi Shita. So chutz the mikdash, there are gzeiris which were given, which could cause yadayim to become tor from something that would not be metayim the person himself. But in mikdash they weren't gozer, and Kiva says in this case we benefit from that, right? Because were the gzeiris applied over here, then we'd have tumah. We'd have yadayim which are tmeim, which could cause problems. First question the Gemara asks on this Mishnah is on that last comment that Rabbi Kiva said. And the Gemara asks, V'nei m'shein tumas yadayim v'keilim b'mikdash. The gzer d'abonon that Chazal made from the Yidchaz Dover, right, the first number of those is concerning things that Chazal made exerit, Tamid Shuma. So one of those exerits were that it's possible that even Kalim could become Tome. So therefore the Gemara asks the question over here, that the halacha is that the coin, the yadayim of the coin is Tor, the sakin's Tor, sakin's locha keli. The Gemara is saying, well, if Rabbi Kiva is saying that the Gzeira Drabonon doesn't apply in Mikdash, and therefore we benefit that now something didn't become Tomei, which otherwise would have become Tomei, so why is he only referring to the Yadayim? And there was a Gzeira on Kalim also, the Gemara asks. So he should have said that Zochinu, that being that they weren't Gzeira in Mikdash, so we benefit that not only the Yadayim Atar, but even the sack and the keli. That's the question. V'neimu she'en tumas yadayim v'keilim b'mikdash. Let's see the Rashi. V'neimu. So Rashi, you see the last word on the Rashi. V'neimu. V'neimu nami zochinu she'en tumas ken b'mikdash. midrabbanon bedavo she'ein mitamei min ha'Torah. Rabbi Kiva should have also said, not only are we benefiting from the fact that there's no gzeir concerning yadayim, but also concerning kelim. This that Zok Rashi, that we don't have the gzeirim, and only something that min ha'Torah could be mitamei kelim is what's tamei in mikdash. De'il b'chulun goes rabbanon be'tuma, because concerning chulun there is a gzeirim concerning kelim. The afkab nuraisa tor, even though something the keli would have been tomer the raisa. Kidisnan gabit chesdover, which gzeira are we referring to? And the yud chesdover Rashi tells us that the Mishnah over there says v'ha'oichlam v'akelim shenitmu b'mashkim, that the halacha is that mashkim tmeim which comes in contact with the keli is tomer. For Hocha Kotani Sakin Tor, over here it says the Sakin is Tor. So Rabbi Kiva, so the Gemara over here is saying that L'chayru, if the Takan Rabbanim would have applied, so this Sakin would have been Tomei. So Rabbi Kiva should have said over here also that Zachinu, the fact that they weren't Geizer, that the Keli, that our Sakin is Tor. So on that, the Gemara says, actually, we're going to skip because we're a little late over. We'll skip that. This first try, the Gemara wants the answer. And we'll jump to, you see, like three lines down. Elo Omar Rova. Elo Omar Rova. Hanachla Tumas Sakin, Dafil Bechul Nami Loi Mitam. The Gemara says that, no, leave alone the Tumah of the Sakin over here. The Tumah of the Sakin, this that it's Tahor over here, is not only because of there's no Gzeira, which would have implied that maybe chutz la mikdash, the gzeirins do apply, so it would be tamei. No, this case over here is that we don't need the fact that it's a gzeira which wasn't said in the mikdash in order to explain that it's tohor. Afil b'chulim nami loy mitamei. Afilim b'chulim with gzeiras were said, it wouldn't become tamei because the gzeira is not applicable at all here. Haisakin denaga b'mayim. What could possibly be mitame the sakin? Hain sakin denoga b'mai, lemme denoga b'bosor. If the possibility, the gzeiro, would be the fact that the sakin touched the bosor, ha'ein o'ichel mitame keli, and o'ichel mitame keli, even Rabbonah, there's no such halacha. Vela denoga b'machat, the sakin touch the macha, maybe that's where it would have gotten the tumma from, were the gzer dabon to be said. No, v'ha'en kli mitame keli. Kli is not mitame keli. And the gzer, like Rashi mentioned over here, is only through mashkim. But in any other way, there's no such gzer that a keli should become tummy. So therefore, the Gemara says, the reason why Rabbi Kiv didn't say zochino, that we're benefiting it, right, because this, that, the Sakin's Tor is not non-dependent on the fact that Gzeira wasn't said in Mikdash. Because even Bechulin, the Gzeira would never make the Sakin in this situation Tomei anywhere. Let's see the Rashi over here. Okay. El Omarov. The Rashi is a little further down over here. El Omar Rova. Rashi starts off referring to the way the Gemara before wanted to answer it by making a difference in time the Gzeri wasn't said. El Omar Rova. Valik fa'nigza al ha'kelim midrabbanu shitam v'mashkin. Miu. Hocho leko mashkin. Over here there is no mashkin. V'hanach atum ha'sakin afil b'chulin. Shlecho shel hafsidon. Even by chulin with Chazal weren't concerned about me mafsid, and therefore they made many gzeiras over there. Nevertheless, l'sheich bu hocho tumah l'sakin, that it's not applicable at all the gzeira to mitame l'sakin. The high sakin loga b'may shetamu. What did the sakin touch that it could become tumah through a takon rabbanon? Loy basar v'loy machat en yichel mitamei. Nor the basar, nor the machat could be mitame l'sakin, the knife. The ain oichel v'loy keli she'ena av hatumah metamin kelim. That the two possibilities that we have in this case over here is the basar or the macha, that's oichel and kelim. These things can't be metamin kelim. Afin rabbonon v'legozu chachomim d'vreim tumal kelim, and the chachomim, they didn't make a gzera that kelim could become tamei. Elish tamei mashkin, only from mashkin, like we learned mishum mashkin zova zova. Being that it's possible that mashkin could be an avatoma mashkin zavazova, and if it was those mashkin avatoma could be tamei akeli, so that's why Chazal made a gzera that mashkin could be mitamei kelim, but in our case over here that you have no mashkin, so the gzera is totally non-applicable. So it has nothing to do with the fact that we're in Mishkan, in Mikdash, this that is Tahar. There's no Zechinu that they weren't going over here, because the whole Gzera is non-applicable. Now let's just hear over here, if so. So what is Rabbi Akiva saying? Right? So now that we just got a little background over here, that means that we're saying that were we to be out of Mikdash, then the Gzera would have applied. But being our English, the Gzera wasn't said, so we're gaining from that. And that only applies to the Tumas Yadayim. Right? That's what we're saying over here now. Now, what Tumas Yadayim are we referring to? So if you look at this Tosis, turn back to Omer Aleph. You test Omer Aleph. Bottom Tosis. This is what Tosfos deals with over here. Tamelari, amai hoil hamliya is tomei. Why should the adayim be tomei over here? Because of the yudches dov the gzeirim. Ha'ein bohem hesach hadas. You don't have hesach hadas. Is one of the things tam yadayim. And over here, you don't necessarily have that. So why is it? So Tosfos is dealing with the question. And just as now that we saw the Gemara, so just see how things are working over here. That we're talking about something which fits in, which really fits into to the Gzeris. So, which Gzera does the Tumas Yadayim fit into over here? That only because we're in Mikdash, the Yadayim are Torah. That's what Taisu wants to know. Stam Yadayim, we don't have. Now, the truth is that Rashi himself. If you're medayik in Rashi, Rashi says the ilchus la mikdash mitami them tuma koldehu afilu stomu. Afilu stomu. Right, mashma from Rashi lechoyer that he's saying in general a tuma koldehu kum mitami yadayim. Not necessarily that we're talking about stam yadayim here. Tosfos says like this. Is that what he's saying over here, or Rashi is showing that's an example of the fact that tumah koldehu could be mitame, right? But does that Rashi mean that is the problem over here, that you have stam yudayim here? Is that what Rashi means, or that's just an example of tumah koldehu? Tosfos asks, there's no Hesach Hadas. I mean, we're in Mikdash, right? In Mikdash, over here, L'chareda, there's different things that a person has to do in order to be able to do Ravoyda, to do Shechita. So Hesach Hadas, Tosfos says that there shouldn't be Hesach Hadas over here. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos mentions the imishum domar gomba perkvas the chikol apoysel had shrumo mitame yidayim liyishnius. This is halacha that anything which could parcel shrumo give yidayim a din of shnius, that these yidayim therefore could parcel shrumo and kachin. It means anything which will parcel shrumo means anything which is on the level of a sheni, that in turn will give the yadayim a din to passel truma. So therefore, over here, what that means is that the basar over here, or the sakin, or the machat, could have been something which is on the level of a sheni l'tuma, and if the gzeira of tuma, and then according to what Taisa is saying, that this is the halacha that yadayim become are included in the thing, that anything which is on a level which could pass the tuma could be metami yadayim, that the yadayim in turn will pass the tuma and kachim is vachmul chomer, and has that halacha also. So that's what we're referring to over here, the fact that the yadayim over here could have come in contact with things which would have been pasul trumas, things which would have been on the sheni level, they could pasul trumas. In turn, they would give the yadayim a din tuma. That's what we're saying over here. This is how Tosfos comes out. At the end, if you look at the end of Tosfos says over here, the last word on the last wide line, Hilkach, Hani Yadayim Shinogu B'machat Shuhurishin Hoye Lehem Liyeh Shnius. In our case, that the Yadayim over here, which came in contact with the Machat, so the Machat is a Rishin, Shemidaraisa, it's not Metame, a person. But because of this gzeira, that anything which has the ability to pass the truma, so over here, this machat, being that it could have passed the truma, so it'll give the yadayim a din of a sheni. Hilchachani yadayim shenog v'machat shurishin hoylem liya shnius el de ein tumas yadayim v'miktush. That's not the Tosfos explained. And the tumas yadayim that we're referring to over here is not referring to the din of stam yadayim, but it's referring to the fact that yadayim, when they touch something which has the ability to pass the truma, in this case we have something which Taisus says the machat is on a rishon level, that should be metame the yadayim. Yadayim are easily susceptible to tuma because of the gzeiras chachomim, and therefore in this mishnah were to be that the gzeir applied, then they would be tame. On that, Rebbe Kiva says zachinu, that the gzeir wasn't said in the mikdash, and that's why the yadayim are tame. Okay, so far we explained over here why the Bikiva is only talking about the gain of not being gezer concerning yadayim, and not as far as the sakin is concerned, because there is no gzeir which is applicable to our sakin, even if Chazal would have been gezer. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara fills in things that are missing over here. Hai machat ma'avidite. See the Gemara over here? Around 7-8 lines from the top. Hai machad maya vidite. Rashi says that Mura wants to know that what is the source of the tumult concerning the machad that it's been mitamed abosar. Maya vidite the mitamed abosar. What happened to it that it can be mitamed abosar? Inema sofik machad. If we're talking about a regular sofik machat, which means like this, I mean you find the machat, you know, after you shecht an animal, you know, you don't really know who you're at. It's not valet tome, right? You don't, right? You're just concerned that maybe this was a machat which is tome, right? And be sofik, there'll be a reason why you want to be mitame it. So that's what the Gemara means over here. Ename a sofik machat, if the case that we're talking about over here is not more than a sophic, which at first glance that's what we're talking about. Otherwise, how am I supposed to know, right? That you know where this macha came from? Yishechneh, we find a macha in that the animal swallowed, not more than a sophic. Gemara says, "Inei mos sophic machat." That's not going to work for us. A sophic machat. If it was only a sophic machat, why? Now, as we'll see in the Gemara, sophic machat, there was a gzeiras chachomim, that we have a machat, you're not sure whether it's tamei or not, then we have to suspect that it was Tameh, and therefore it could pass on Tumah. But that's only mitam adin rabbonon, adin rabbonon. So that's what the Gemara over here is referring to. Inam a sofek macha. Maybe the sofek macha is what's giving us the Tumah. Like Mar says, v'ha'id mar blaz Rabbi Yisir b'chnina charam legoz al sofek ha'reikim shebi Yushalayim v'charam legoz al sofek ha'kelim shebi Yushalayim. So what pertains to us over here is that legozru al sofek kelim shebi Yushalayim, the Chazal weren't gozer on sofek kelim. So if the macha that we're talking about, well, you know, it's we're in Yushalayim, and
it's okay.
And it's a keli, like goes, so that there wouldn't be any tumah over here in the first place. So the Mora says, offers, right, two explanations, what's with this machat. Either we have to learn that it's taken out of sofik, right? That a person lost his machat, he knows what his machat looks like, and he shechs his animal and says, oh, here it is. Here's my machat. Now, he was this machat. He knew that it was a machat, which was Tommy Mace. Avloi machat Tommy Mace v'hekira v'basar. He recognized it. So this is a avadai Tommy machat. Right? That's the source of the tumah that we're dealing with over here. Right? And on that, the Mishnah says that this machat, right, which is vadai Tommy Mace, is only mitame v'basar. And it's not metame the yadayim or the keli, and that we'll have to see in the Gemara later on. Why not? Because I mean, this machat, it's machat tomimei. So the machat would have the tumah level of ava and ava tumah, which could be metame other than the keli. Okay, but the Gemara right now is just establishing how could there be tumah on the machat. So the Gemara is saying if it's a sofik machat, it goes to Yerushalayim, so it wouldn't start over there. It wouldn't be any tumah. So Elamai, we're talking about Avadai. Talking about Avadai. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Ovin, Omar, Kagon, Shahoy, Sepor, Chasum, Bo, Mechus, Yishlaim. The Gemara says a different possibility. And Lo'olam, it's a Sofik. It's Taka, a Sofik. I, we said, Ligoz were on a Sofik. So I think Gemara says an interesting thing. That this, that Ligoz were on Sofik, Kalim, B'Yishlaim, is only if the keli is here in Yerushalayim, but if you know that it came from Chutz La'aretz, right, outside Yerushalayim, and therefore the source of its sofik really starts from out of Yerushalayim, then we would have the gzeirah. So that's what it means. This animal was muzzled from the time that it came in, and we know the animal did not eat anything since it was Yerushalayim. Therefore, the machat that was found inside of it didn't come from Yerushalayim. So the gzeira of sofek kelim is really in this animal, even though today we're standing in Yerushalayim, yishechti in Nazara, but the sofek of this keli, whether sofek tum and the keli, really has the din of a sofek keli, which comes from Chutz Yerushalayim, and therefore even the din of Sofik applies those over here. Right? The Gzeira will apply in this case. Okay, so that means we have two ways how to learn the Gemara, that is it a Vadai Tomei, this Machat, or is it a Sofik? We're going to skip over here this first piece of Gemara, over here, and go directly to the Gemara's explanation of this Mishnah. Ula Rav. You see, that's the first word on the line. Ula Rav da Omar Gansh Avlei Machat Tomei Meis V'Hikir B'Basa. Gemara asks the following question. According to Rav, the Rav says that we have a Machat which is Vadai Tomei Avlei Machat Tomei Meis. That this machat, why is it not metame odom v'kelim? The Mishnah says it's not metame the yadayim, it's not metame the sakin. Why not? Let's see the Rashi on this. Actually, from before, right? Let's pick up the Rashi from before. We saw that my Avidite, that was question. The Gemara said, Sofik Machat. You see that Rashi? Sofla means, Leadino, we don't know, Itome, Itor, Shalmihoi, so we don't know what the history, the background.
Where is that?
That
Rashi?
This Rashi over here. Okay, but we're going to, here. You see the Rashi? This Rashi we're going to pick up. You see in Rashi's Vayukir Tezvov?
Yeah.
So at the end of that line, Machat Shaltome Meis. This is what Rav's explanation of the mission was. Macha shatome meis, shehu avatomu. Vahamachat atzmoi, avatomu. This is a machat from a tome meis, which the person touched the meis is an avatomu. Vahamachat atzmoi avatomu. And the machat itself is also an avatomu. This is of the exception that it doesn't go down the level of tuma, the cherev harei kecholo, because of that rule. Well, kamei poruch, and the Gemara later on will ask, if so, am I sacking yadayim tahorim? So why is it that sacking yadayim tahorim? Av gufa shel koyin tuma, the entire guf should become tuma. Vitzorach tefilu hev shemesh deraisa, because this machat should be an avatum. Okay, that's the Gemara's question that we're up to right now. The next Rashi goes back on the first, on the second terz of the Gemara. That is Taka Sofik. I legos were on Sofik Kelim Yushalayim. Hoysa Poruch HaSumur. Rashi says as follows. Reza Rebbe Oven Omar. Lo'olim Sofik Machat. No, we're talking about a Sofik Machat. I legos were. No. Kogayin Shohoysa Poruch HaSumur Bo Mechut Fel Yushalayim. That the animal was muzzled when it came coming in from Chutz Yerushalayim, the vade me'alma osi. So therefore we know that definitely this machat came from outside Yerushalayim. Dishemichin al-sam lo'ibolosa definitely didn't swallow it after it came into Yerushalayim. If that's true, the habu sofer kelim shel mekom sachedin. So therefore it has a din of a sofer machat of other mekomes that there is a gzeron. Now let's jump down to Rashi on the next Gemara, which asks the question. You see Rashi over here, Kivan Omar Mar Cherev Harei Kecholo. If you go to the Bach, Hagoyis Habach, you see on the side of the Gemara, Hagoyis Habach. So around halfway down Hagoyis Habach, there's a Rashi, there's a line that the last one on line is Who, right? You see that
yeah.
Who. Right, so just file that back a couple of words. Kivan d'omar ma chev hareyu kecholo. Since we have the rule chev hareyu kecholo, v'zu nogo b'tumas meis shehu avatuma. This machat touched someone who's tumah meis, and that person is an avatuma. V'nasigam a machat avatuma. Therefore, it'll make the machat right. It'll retain the level. Bit on avatuma. V'may sakim yadayim tohor. If so, why is the sakin and the yadayim tohor bayos? Odom v'kelim nami litmozak Rashi, the whole avatum tam odom v'kelim. Any avatuma will be mitame a person and kelim, ben kli as kli, ben odom as odom, ben odom kelim v'keli odom. Over here, right, the doesn't apply these rules that we learned before, that in tuma oise kayetzibo, that be mitame a similar thing that mitame. Over here, the halacha is that as long as a keli or comes in contact with something which is an avatom, or we mitami it, even if it's the same type. So that's the Gemara's question over here. If we're talking about a sakin, which was first, which we could be chayish, that was first swallowed over here in Yerushalayim, the Gaz room, so why is that tumah? The answer is because it's not a sofer. That's what Rav told us. It's not talking about a sofer. We know that definitely this machat, we know the source of the machat is a vaday tome. If the vaday tome says, why is it takanat mitame Odom v'kelim? That's the Gemara's question. But that Gemara says as follows. Omar Vashi, Zoysi Meres. From here, this will be a proof to us, this Mishnah, to answer this question, Azora Rishos HaRabim. The Azora, that's the place where this this Tumah issue arose. Azora, the Azora in the Beis HaMikdash, has the din of Rishos HaRabim. And V'havei Sofik Tumah Rishos HaRabim. Therefore, this Sofik Tumah that we have, Sofik Tumah that we have is because even though we know that the Machar is Vavei Tumah, but we don't know that the Sakin and the Yadayim came in contact. Right? That's the Sofik that we have over here, according to this Sar in the Gemara. Right? There's a Sofik. What's the Sofik? Is the Sofik that we're not sure if the Machar is Tumah, but that there was definite contact. Or the Sofik is, even though the Machar for sure is Tumah, but the Sofik is whether there was contact over here. And so according to this, if the Machar has Vavei Tumah, it's a Sofik contact, which that in itself could have still been Mitame. That depends on the din of Sofik Tumah. Right? Rashi explains to us that we learn from Soita, the din of Sofik Tumah, Bishus HaYochid, Dumidu Soita, is Vadai Tomei, Bishus HaRabim, whatever the guidelines of Bishus HaYochid Rabim are, Bishus HaRabim is Torst. And like Gemara says that the explanation why, even though this machar is an avatoma, and therefore that mitzad avatoma, it has the ability to be tamei olam v'kelim, why is the kohen not tamei? Why is the tzaken not tamei? The answer is because since there was no vada negia in this case, it's only a sofik. So if the place that the sofik this sofik arose was in the azora has the din of rishus rabim, sofik tamei rishus rabim, speikai is tor. That's the more saying. That's the explanation over here. Right? That's the more tells us. Right? Rashi explains this. We won't do that Rashi right now. Now the more continues on. The more says that it would seem to be that if Rashi is deriving from this Mishnah over here, and the only reason why the Adam Mikalim is Tor is because the Azor has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, so we could make a deek, we could take an inference from that. Habrish Sayochet Sveke Tome. Were it to have been Rishus HaYochet, then it would have been Tome. That's what Rav Ashi seems to be implying, right? That the only explanation over here, Zoy Seimeres, that from here is a proof. Right, it's only the only way to explain why it's taught over here is because the Azor has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Were it to have a din of Rishus HaYochid, then he agrees that there would be Tumah. Let more asks the following question: How Rishus HaYochid Sveka Tomehu Michti HaMachad Dovash Emer Das Lisholu? A machad is something which doesn't have the knowledge to ask. For Chol Dovash Emer Das Lisholu BeMishram Rishus HaYochid Sveka Tor. I'm going to ask a question based on a concept. This is one of the halachas of Sofik Tumah. Like I mentioned before, we learned from Soita, the din of Sofik Tumah, that Sofik Tumah Sayochir is Vadai Tumah. Being that the situation of Soita is that of Makom Yichud, that's why that this halacha is limited to Rishus Sayochir. Mashenkim, which is a rabbin, the halacha is on the contrary, Sveka is tar. Now the Gemara learns, being that the limit is from Saita, so therefore there are certain conditions to this halacha which are from the fact that they have to be similar to that of Saita. One of these conditions is what the Gemara is saying right now, Yesh boi das lishol. The halacha of, even if you're Sofetum b'shayachid, but this that is Sveka itomein, is only a davar sheyesh bo das lishol. If it's concerning something which has the knowledge that you could ask them, you know, was it tameh, was it not, right? Something that the question could be asked, and if the answer then is I don't know, so it remains a sofik. So then you have the din of sofik tumah, right? Which will be tameh. But something which doesn't, if it's concerning something which ain't bo das lishol, like an object, so you don't have this halacha of sofik tumah. that it should be tomei. So the Gemara is asking a question over there. It would seem from Ravashi that both cases in our Mishnah, not only all of them, but even Kalim, the reason why it's Torah is because of the din of Sof, because Azor has din of Rishus Adam. I think Gemara is asking, well, Akoponim, concerning the Keli, the Sakin issue, that regardless, that should be Torah, because it's Dachayim Beidas Lishol. The Sofik Machad is something which doesn't have the knowledge to ask the question, and therefore, the rule of Sofik Tumor, even Bishus Hayochai, wouldn't be Metamayit. That's what I was asking over here. And that more answers a further clarification of this din of Dover She'im B'das Dishoel. Mishum Dehave Sofik Tuma Habo B'Deyodom. Sofik Tuma Habo B'Deyodom. That the Sofik Tuma over here, a person was involved. The din of Eim B'Das Dishoel is only if you don't have a person, someone has knowledge, involved over here. But over here, you have a person involved because the person was holding the Sakin at the time when the Sofik was Neuland. For Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Tumah Bo Bidei Odom Nishol Noleho. Afil B'Kli HaMulach Agab B'Karka. Even if the Kli will be on the Karka, Kidova She'em B'Das Lishol. She'esh B'Das Lishol. Murat tells us that this requirement that you need of Yesh Bedas Lishol, in order to have this din of Safik Tuma Bishus Hayochid, is not just dependent on what's in question to become Tomei. You don't only calculate with that the Yesh Bedas Lishol or not, as long as there was a person involved. Our mission is talking about the person involved. The person was holding the Sakin at the time of when the Safik was Noilat. But the Gemara tells us, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, an even bigger chiddush, that even if the kli is munach agabi karka, the kli which is in question, however, the person is holding the sheretz, and it's a sofik whether there was a negi or not. So that's also the fact the person was holding the dover tomei, that also will give that situation of yesh b'das lishol, and the sofik will be tomei. So let's hear again, getting back to what we're saying, that the case in the Mishnah is that being that we're in Yerushalayim, according to Rav, so this gzera of Sofik Machatin doesn't apply. So it has to be a Vadai. That means that we know for sure that this Machat is Tomei. If we know that this Machat is Tomei, so then why is it that the Adayim and the Kelim Mator, on that thing where it says, well, being that we don't have a Vada Negi, it wasn't for sure, didn't for sure touch, right? We're not sure if it touched or not. So it's a Sofik. The din of Sofik Tumo, Bishus Harabim, is Fekei Tor, and being that it was Shal Nazor, the Azor has din of Bishus Harabim, so it applies the rule of Sofik Tumo, Bishus Harabim. That's why it's Tor. And that's what Rav Ashi tells us. However, Zokravashi, Zok the Gemara that we just saw right now, but to apply the rule of Eim Baidas Lishoel to explain why the Sakin is Tor, the Sakin, and that Gemara tells us that wouldn't help us over here, because being that there was a person involved, so even though the Sakin itself is Eim Baidas Lishoel, it's an object, but being that there was a person involved, so this situation, regardless, is considered a situation of Yesh Baidas Lishoel. Where were to be Bishus Hayochid, it would be Tomei. And that's why Rav Ashi is able to tell us that the only reason why it's Tor, the Adayim, and the Sakin is Tor, is because of the din that Azor has din of a Rishus Rabbim. That is another piece of this that we have to explain. Right? So far, we explained the din of Yodayim, what the Gzer Dabonon could have applied were this to be in outside of the Azorah. And that's what Rekiv is saying, Zochinu, that the Yodayim are our Torah, and the Gzer Dabonon doesn't apply. The Sakin, the Gemara explained why Rekiv didn't say concerning the Sakin, because there is no Gzer which could possibly talk to our stacking since there's no mashkin. The Gemara just discussed what kind of tumah you have on the machad. Two possibilities in the Gemara: Safik or a vadai. The Gemara was concerned that if it's a vadai, then the Gemara wants to know why is it that it's not metame, and that the Gemara tells us because the Safik tumah b'shus harav. Let's just speak out. According to the other side of the Gemara, that were we to be talking about a machat, which the gzeira of safach machat and do apply, the Gemara doesn't seem to have that problem. Right? That well, why is it not metame adam and kalim? Right? I mean, the answer to that is that the gzeira d'abonon, the gzeira was such a gzeira that it's not only metame. Tamei kachim, it's not Tamei a person. Right? So that's why, according to that side of the Gemara didn't have any questions at all. If it's only a Sofik, and it's because of the din of the Gzeira on Sofik Mahatin from Chutz Yerushalayim, that didn't bother us. Why the halacha is that Adam and Kalim are Tor. Only according to the Manda Omer, it's a Vaday Tomei, so that's what I want to know. If so, then why Taka, you have a Darayis and Diketum over here? Why does it apply? I think we're answered. Safam Shazarab. Okay, let's proceed now a little bit further over here. The Gemara says as follows. Hi, boss, this Kasha B'mai, right? Boss of Tomei. The case is that, but the Bosser is Tomei. You find a Machet, if it's in the Bosser, the Bosser is Tomei. Hi, Bosser, this Kasha B'mai. Bosser is Oichlin. Oichlin needs to be Huchshul Kabel Tumah. How was this Bosser Huchshul Kabel Tumah? Let it be that the Machad is a source for it to become Tomei, but it needs to be a Huchshur in order to receive Tumah. Inem this Kash B'dam, if we would want to say that when the Shechita was done, the Dam came out, that was Machshir the Bosser. Which means, in short, that dam kolchim is not machshir. We know dam could be machshir, but dam kolchim is not machshir. So that's not the possibility over here. How the boss came hochshir? Eldest kasha b'mashke based mitbachyo. Well, maybe it was huchsher by mashkim that was used to rinse the animal. That Gemara says, "Vamar b'chibah, avamar b'yesi b'pchenina mashkim beisim b'achil udayin shehin dochon el shein machshidin." And that Gemara asks that we're familiar with the sugi before mashkim beisim b'achya dochon that it's tohor machlokes Rabban Shmuel. But there's a man the Omar that says that not only is it tohor from bimit hamayachirim from bimit kabel tumah, but it doesn't even have the ability to be machshir. It's not machshir either. So therefore, the Gemara says that according to that man the Omar, according to Rabbi Yisrael b'pchanina koponim, that we still are missing what was machshir. This bosser, because the mayim that was in basement bachya can't be machshir. Right, Tosis makes a mention that we had in the Gemara before such a situation. The Gemara before said that, you know, he's only talking about dam, not about mayim. So that really would work over here. Right, that's the top Tosis talks about. The Gemara at this point doesn't want to have to suffer or be soivel. The doichak, right? It's a doichak. Taisus says so. The Gemara doesn't want to get involved to use that. Tap Taisus. The el diskasha bechibas hakodesh. Oh, so the Gemara introduces a new concept over here. Right? It's good to hear it, right? And you know, maybe we'll find out more about it as we go on. But there's a concept called chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh seems to be. Maybe machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether that's the Rais or Rabbanan. But the fact that something is kodshim, that in itself gives gives something a chashivus to become hochshur. Ve'el diskasha b'chibas hakodesh. Mere fact that it's kodshim, that in itself gives it the level as if it's hochshur, and therefore it's not necessary to have to be hochshur with mashke. Okay, that's the new concept that Gemara says. Chibas hakodesh. So on that Gemara saying, so that's what we're talking about. That the basar was hochshur with the fact that it's kodshim. That's how it's susceptible to Toma. And now this machat, in turn, is metamed abasa. And that Gemara says that that's not so simple. Emer the mahan lechim b'zakosh of sulei gufe. The mimna berishim v'sheni nami. And that Gemara says, well, if we're going to say that the hechsher in our case over here came from this idea of chibas hakodesh, well, then that's going to tell us something about an extent, how far chibas kodesh could be used, which is something which is a question, which is not so simple. Right? That's what the Gemara means to say over here. Rashi explains, the Gemara also says that the basar is tame. Basar tame means that, like we had before, posel as opposed to tame, that the basar has the ability to pass on tumah. Now, if we were to assume that the hechsher on the basar came through chibas hakodesh, so that will tell us that the accomplishment of chibas hakodesh to be machsher something, not only does it help for it itself to become tamei to be nifsal, but even the mimni rishon v'sheni, even to be metamei other things, and that we'll see in a minute is a question in the Gemara. So that Gemara is saying, well, if you learn that the hechsher in this case came through chibas hakodesh, so you're committing yourself to one of the possibilities, which is Reish Lakish as a shayla. Not so simple. Tifshit nami deboy Reish Lakish. So according to what he's saying, which should be poishit Reish Lakish as a shayla, he asks the following shayla, which the shayla is basically what we're talking about. He just has in his specific case. Tzvid shamanach is mayin berishim sheni eloi. He's talking about if you have a carbon mincha is soilless flour. Usually, shemen is mixed into it. Shemen is a mashke, so the shemen could be mashke. But if you have tzrid, it means that the dry spot of a mincha, which was never, didn't come in contact with shemen, so you don't have the shemen itself to be machsher it. The hechsher has to come through chibas hakodesh. So Reish Lakish was mistapik, moinim by rishon v'sheni. That the hechsher, exactly the shayla, the hechsher of chibas hakodesh, does it help merely to cause that thing to become tamei, but it can't pass on tumah further, or it helps and we deal with the regular tumah that it'll become tamei and it'll pass on the tumah further. That's Reish Lakish shayla. According to what we're saying, the Gemara says that if the case over here has to be that the hechsher came through chibas hakodesh, we should be poishit or Reish Lakish shayla. Why Reish Lakish have a shayla? How do you learn the Mishnah over here? Right, so that's why Morris says that it would seem to me there's another way of understanding it, and that's why Reish Lakish had the shayla and he wasn't poishit from our Mishnah over here. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Hashmua, Kon Shehoise Parshal Zivchei Shlomen, Vehevir Binor Vishochta, Vadai Mashk Tefeach Aleh. The Gemara tells, how was it hochsher? Because this was the following, the case was like this. Shoyse parashal zivchei shlomin. It was a paro, the animal zivchei shlomin, which explains why the Gemara picks that, more technical. Ve'avir benor, and it was, the animal would pass through a river, so it got wet. Vishochta, and then they shecht in the Azorah. And at that point, the mashke was still wet. So at the time of Shechita is when the basar became an oichel. So the hechsher only helps when the thing is an oichel. So that's why we need the mashke. We need that the mashke should be tefeach oleh. We'll see in Rashi how Rashi explains. But the idea over here is that the time, a time of the when it has a teres meichel, it comes in in contact with the mashkin. So the Gemara's answer over here is that how was it hochsher? The answer is because it came in contact with water, and the water was still tefech, means there was still enough moisture from the water itself that it could be machsherit. Rashi says on this point, first wide line in the Rashi, last word. But that mask tefech aleh. The Efshin, and Rashi explains as follows. Right? Machlokes Rashi explains exactly how Hechlington how this works. Rashi says, "Vadayin mashke tefeich aleh, v'efshin shleibel min mashke al habosa." Rashi says that "Vadayin mashke tefeich." The point of mashke tefeich is that therefore we could assume shleibel that definitely the mashke fell onto the boss or kol shuhu b'shas hefshit, which means like this. That means that Rashi understands that going through the river itself, that is not what was machshirt. The hechsher first takes place later, and that's why the Gemara is saying that there's mashka tefeach, and the hechsher has to come in contact with the boser itself. Beforehand, it would seem to be Rashi that the water is coming in contact with the or on the outside. It would seem to be that that's not machshir. Only if the water comes in contact with the boser, Rashi says that's what the Gemara is mashka tefeach. Less at the time. After you shecht it, so later, you machsh it. And so that's how Rashi learns the Gemara over here. Tosfos has a problem with that. According to Rashi, it's mayim plushim. Mayim plushim is not machshir. The mayim that was machshir has to be the water that it was going through. Tosfos says that the fact that the water didn't come in contact with the basar, only with the or, with the hide, is not a problem. That it has a din, like we saw, a din of a yad, maybe you didn't see this, but certain things which are maybe tumo, even though something, let's say or, right? Or is not a maichel, right? So if you have a piece of basar, that one side has a piece of or on it, and tumo comes, touches it from the or side, nevertheless, the basar could become tummy, because we look at the or as a yad, as a handle, to bring the tummy, being that it's bottled to the basar, so it could be, even though itself is not really the capital tummy. So similar to the din of mashkin, the din of hechsher, it could become hochsher through that. So therefore, Tosfos says that the hechsher actually is from the water as it was passing through. That's mayim b'chubor, which is machshir. And according to Tosfos, it comes out that the hechsher actually, so what do you mean tefech b'shar shechita? That's not, as I was mentioning before, that at that point, it's not a maichel. So that's why it still has to be tefech later. But being that it came in contact with the water when it's mayim b'chuborin, so that mayim comes out according to Tosfos, and that's sufficient to be machshir, even though the actual shas hechsher l'chayr is not till later. That's why I need mayim tefech. A component maskonas hagemara over here is that the way the basar could become tummy was hechsher because of a certain situation over here that it was passed through the mayim. But otherwise, in Uchanami, zok the gemara that it's not so simple that the basar would have a hechsher to be mekabel tumo, because if you go with Chivas HaKodesh, that's a sofer that Resh Lakish has. Whether, of course, it's negate to Rishon Rishani. The Etzim Tumas Basar, the truth is that would be sufficient. Of course, Chivas HaKodesh, right? That's Resh Lakish Shas, just whether it goes on further. It's Mashma the Mishnah, Basar Tomei, that it could pass the Tumah further. But the Etzim Din of the Basar really would be sufficient to use Chivas HaKodesh. Let's just finish this off. One last thing the Mura talks about over here. Mura says, the last part of the Mishnah is that perish, nimtza beperish, hakol tor. Feti Mura kasha, v'neda perish, v'nitmayo l'basa. The Mura asks the question, assuming that the perish is liquidy, so therefore it should have a din of a mashke, so the perish should become tamei, and in turn be mitamei the basa. That's the most question. Why is it if the machad is nimsus beperish hakol tohor, fret imora, they should have a din of a mashke? And that imora answers the perish ohol. In Achana, we're talking about that the perish is thick to an extent that it doesn't have a teres mashke. So it's not makabel tumah. Doesn't have a din of oichel either. Right? So if it was liquidy, it might have had a din of a mashke. But now it's not liquidy, it's not a oichel, so it's not something bechal that could be makabel tumah. And the last thing the Gemara says, Ravashim afilu tema perish rakam shum dav mashke suruach, we had before, mashke. So even if it were to be that it's liquidy, but the teres mashke that is in the hilchos tumah of tayra, gabi hechsher, and gabi becoming tome, is dafka something which is roy, a mashke which is roy, mashke seruach, finding mashke inside of the animal in the perish, even if it were to be liquidy, it wouldn't have a din of a mashke, and that's what halacha is in the perish, hakol Torah.